I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. So, can you name the country with the highest percentage of rainforest cover on Earth? The answer to our geoquiz today is Suriname in South America. Russell Mittermeier was just there. He's a primatologist and president of the group Conservation International. Mittermeier has been exploring Suriname's forests for 35 years, and on his most recent visit, he led a team deep into the Central Suriname Nature Reserve. During the one-week trek, they climbed a mountain that Mittermeier says no human being had summited in recorded history.
Certainly there were Amerindian people there, and that could have been as long ago as several thousand years ago. But within recorded history, no one has gone into this mountain, which is really quite amazing when you think thousands of people have gone up Mount Everest, and many, many other parts of the even remote areas of the tropical world have been explored. And yet here in Suriname, you have places like this mountain that have never, ever been seen by people in modern times. So we were very excited to do this, one, to see a particularly pristine area that no one else had ever visited before. So that was really one of the objectives. We also had as an objective the possibility of doing more research expeditions in this, or we wanted to see what the access was like. And there's the potential also to open this other mountain as a tourist destination.
Dr. Mittermeier, I have to ask you this. I mean, you're head of Conservation International. On the other hand, you've just finished bushwhacking your way to the top of a mountain that nobody's really ever been to before. Place that's more or less perfectly preserved, and now you're talking about bringing in a limited number of tourists to this area. Isn't this a slippery slope, environmentally speaking?
Well, not really, because Suriname gets very, very little tourism at this point in time, and we'd really like to see tourism become a major foreign exchange earner, if not the major foreign exchange earner for this country. And I think it's important to get more people in to see these truly pristine areas, obviously under controlled conditions. You don't want people running amok and making a general mess of things. But I think that if we can have ecotourism become a major earner for Suriname, then it's going to enable us to prevent other much more destructive uses of the rainforest that have been such a problem in other parts of the world. Destruction of forests for oil palm plantations or for soy plantations or for timber extraction. These have all resulted in the vast destruction in other parts of the tropical forest world.
Dr. Mittermeier, I want you to tell us just about the adventure of getting to the top of this mountain, because you use practically every form of locomotion, save a deep-sea diving bell, to get there. What was it like bushwhacking through, you know, 4.5, 5 miles of virgin forest, and how did the whole trip end?
Well, the trip went extremely well without problem until literally the last hour. We flew into the island that's the headquarters of the reserve. Then we went and portaged our boats and our gear overland to get around some of the big rapids. And then we went about 20 kilometers on a tributary river, set up a base camp, and then cut 9 kilometers through forest to the mountain, set up another camp there, went and explored the mountain, came back out, went back down river. Everything was fine. And then we had to run a series of rapids to get back to the airstrip. And there were two boats, and the boat that I was in with the U.S. ambassador and my two sons and our cameraman, we had a little bit of a problem. We sunk.
Oh, no.
The boatman calculated badly the weight of the boat. The boat filled up with water as we were going through the rapids, and off we went, bobbing like corks until we grabbed a hold of a few rocks, and some of us clung to the turned-over boat and watched most of our gear go floating downriver.
I guess with the ambassador there, it could have been a diplomatic incident.
He loves this sort of thing, and it was really fun to have him along, and he really had a good time. He was a little bit surprised when the boat turned over, but everything turned out well, and everyone came back safe and sound.
Russell Mittermeier, president of Conservation International in Suriname, the answer to our geoquiz today. Dr. Mittermeier, thanks for taking the time to speak to us.
Thank you.